Hello, and welcome to MySistersKeeper.blog, the podcast. My name is Marcia Cato, and I'm so excited for you to join us today. I believe sisterhood is so much more than biological. It is a choice, an intentional decision to involve yourself in the life of another, and in turn invite others to engage in your life. As a single mom, the vital role my sisters play in my life has never been clearer to me. Join my sisters as we explore motherhood with all its joys and challenges, co-parenting, mental and emotional health and wellness, and this beautiful thing called community. Good day, my sisters, and thank you for joining us today. If you've been with us thus far on this journey, you've heard some of my spiraling stage, some of my daily surviving postpartum back to work life. If you missed it, check out episode 2, Postpartum Haze Grace, to catch you up on the struggle. Counseling was my major lifeline to getting out of survival mode and showing up and living my life again. How did I get to the point of deciding to seek counseling? I am such a huge advocate of counseling now and the work that can be accomplished with the help of a counselor. But back then, I was so very terrified of what I'd find once I started digging in my heart and the work I'd have to do to try and repair the damage I'd find there. Here I was, 7 or 8 months postpartum, so 5 or 6 months back to work, and I was swimming in my life. But I was still trying to hold it together, pretty desperately hoping that today would be the day I'd wake up and feel motivated and able to do more than just the essentials. That today I would do more than wash bottles and freeze milk when I got home from work. Unfortunately, my well had run completely dry. In all my efforts to not have another panic attack and just keep moving forward, I never allowed myself to look too long at myself. There was little to no journaling, which for me is a clear sign that I'm hiding from myself. And I was still pulling away from those closest to me. I remember my then boyfriend telling me, "You know we're not okay, right?" My automatic internal response, "I'm not okay, so of course we're not okay." That was the moment I said, "Okay, it's time to get some help." I just finished a pumping break at work, which I'm all but positive I'd fallen asleep during, and I needed to head back to day 2 or 3, not sure which, of a major certification training course I was taking. My retention was nowhere near 100% with the new baby sleep deprivation, and I was supposed to not only retain the information from this multi-day course, but be able to apply it going forward. Yeah. Thankfully, I had my course textbook for reference going forward and my notes for all that they were worth. I'm forever grateful for the textbook, but my notes were all over the place and useful only as documentation that I was, in fact, able to take my pumping breaks. I fell asleep at the slightest hint of the room lights dimming. The instructor's voice was so calm and soothing. And honestly, PowerPoint presentations that are longer than 20 minutes always make me want to go to sleep. There, I said it. The struggle was real. I was the definition of pouring from an empty cup. After barely surviving that training intensive at work and realizing how disconnected I was from myself, let alone my partner, I finally started the search for a counselor. It wasn't quick or easy, but I felt led to an organization that served women in various life crises. And after a few weeks, I was connected with my counselor and the work began. Looking back, I'm amazed at the almost 8 months I'd gone without contacting a counselor in this haze. I was given contact information for counselors by multiple medical professionals, and I even believed that I would benefit from talking with someone. Yet somehow I never made a single call. Mind you, I knew the benefits of counseling firsthand. It was the major way I was able to find healing after losing my mother. My grief counseling got me through week to week, month to month, living in this strange land without my mother. It was truly the hardest thing I'd been through in my life at that point. And as much as I understood it was a possible outcome as she'd battled cancer for many years, I was so unprepared for the emotional and mental realities when she was gone. Looking back, I wish I'd taken the time to speak with a grief counselor while she was in hospice to have had some level of understanding of the scope of loss that I could experience. Having lived this experience of healing through counselor-led learning, I still question my stubbornness to make a single call. When my mother passed, I had to speak to someone as soon as possible. Even if we weren't going to be able to have a long-haul relationship with this individual being able to walk me through this process, the stages of grief, I knew that if I didn't speak to someone as soon as possible, I was going to implode. Well, I definitely let myself walk that out by not seeking help sooner in my postpartum experience. Once I got into counseling, my counselor put me to work. She was and is a big fan of homework, making me do the deep work of introspection I'd been avoiding for months, week by week, peeling back the layers of masking I'd been wearing to reveal the true condition of my heart so we could address it and not merely the symptoms. She led me to recognize my negative thought patterns and unreasonable expectations that I had of myself. And she helped me to learn to forgive myself for being fallible, being human and flawed, and making bad choices. Being able to face those choices and call them what they were wasn't fun, but it was so incredibly necessary to start me on a path to authenticity and honesty in my life. And that was what I wanted, to be able to live my life honestly before my little one, to be as good an example as possible of how to do this life thing. Not perfectly. That's never a mark I could attain without dissolving into some sort of anxious mess once again. No, not striving for perfection, but striving to get better, to learn more and do better every day. But to be able to take the highs and the lows, the great decisions and the bad ones, to be able to own them and learn from them. It was through counseling that the possibility of not simply surviving, but thriving was born for me. Very early on, my counselor had me start working on this concept of balance in my life. One of her first questions to me was, what do I need to feel full in all the areas of my life? Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually? And how am I putting myself first? How am I making myself a priority in my own life? Let me tell you, as a giver and a professional, put myself on the back burner. These were tough questions for me to answer. But knowing that I couldn't get away without answering the questions, I buckled down and did the work. I struggled and found that I did have things that I enjoyed just for me, and that I could create time to be able to do these things. And in so doing, I could ensure that I was being filled and then be better able to show up on all the mommy scenes and the work scenes. It was definitely starting small and showing up with myself. It wasn't easy, it wasn't perfect, and it certainly isn't something that I got right or get right all the time now. Again, it's not about perfection. It's definitely about just putting one foot in front of the other and showing up and trying hard to do the work every day, learning from the mistakes, taking them as they come, and rolling with them. I don't think I'd imagined living a thriving life before I sat out counseling, though. I was too busy worrying about all the things that needed to be done, all the bills that had yet to be paid, all the appointments that needed to be kept, all the appointments that needed to be made, and all the things that just needed to be done. And if I'm honest, I still have that tendency. I have to force myself to stop and be thankful for the blessings and the opportunities that have come my way along with the challenges. And I have to remember that each of the challenges have come with an opportunity to learn how to meet them and to add additional life tools to my toolbox. Counseling has definitely been one of the biggest tools in my life that I turn to when my anxieties are running high and staying high. It was my regular budgeted self-care when my anxieties went into overdrive at the beginning of the pandemic. I can't recommend it enough to people. Maybe it's not for everyone. Maybe it's possible. But I think if you're willing to be honest and if you're willing to show up and do the work, it absolutely can be for you. It was one of the biggest effectors of change in my life and propelled me out of survival mode, finally. And ultimately, I believe that the goal has to be thriving and not simply surviving in this thing we call life. Thank you so much for joining us today on the MySistersKeeper.blog podcast. My hope is that you will hear a little of your story or your sister's story in the experiences we share here and know that you are not alone. Motherhood is fierce. Life is challenging. But I believe that the Creator will give us what we each need to equip us for the task at hand. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and rate on your favorite podcast app. Let our time together inspire us to show up and connect with someone today. Let's go out and live